It is April 7th, 2024. It is 4:10 a.m. Sorry, it's 4:10 p.m. So yesterday I didn't do any logs at all because a couple of things. One is we went downtown to spend time with family and just to hang out downtown because my cousin flew back from L.A. to spend time with us to help clean up the clean up my mom's stuff and to go through more paperwork. So, and also on top of that too, we drove stuff for donations and all that good stuff. So we got all that sorted out. The good news is the place is getting organized again. And because it was a little chaotic while my mom was going to the hospital and going back and all that stuff. So we're getting, that's good. That's already been sorted out. So that's a good thing. Couple of things that I noticed this morning was editing the or putting to finishing off the log on Friday. Apparently I had to record everything in 24-bit, not 32-bit. So that was a little shocking. I noticed that if I'm recording on a podcasting app within the recorder, that means I am only recording in 24-bit, not 32-bit, because the system does not make you record in 32-bit. So that's a little disappointing. I was shocked about that. But if I record in manual mode, in manual app mode, I have 32-bit. Right. I haven't checked the other apps yet, but I have a feeling that if you want pure 32, you have to do it through the manual app. And that is a little annoying. Yeah, I think annoying is the best way to describe this. So if I'm going to record in full manual mode, I get a full 32-bit. But if I'm doing different apps, I might be only recording in 24-bit. I have to check the just straight recording and ASMR if it's 32-bit. I know podcast is 24-bit, so that's kind of annoying. So if I am going to use apps, the podcasting app, that means I have to run everything 24-bit, so I have to keep an eye on the levels, period. So this means I have to turn on the compressor, the limiter, all that good stuff, just to make sure that it don't peak. That's fine. I can definitely deal with that. But I prefer recording everything 32-bit. I did confirm as well, too, that the manual mode does not like USB mix minus. Let me rephrase this. I tried to turn on the manual, the mix minus, USB mix minus within the manual mode, but it will not let me. I'm going to try one more test to see if it works, but right now it will not let me record 32-bit. It will not record USB mix minus. If I do that, I have to go to the podcasting app, record in 24-bit, and ride the fader. Yeah, that is not what I expected. So this unit has probably another two more firmware until it becomes exactly what people wanted to see. So that's where I stand right now regarding this recorder. So that's a little annoying. I think the best way to deal with this, it's annoying. So the other thing I was thinking about this morning as well, or earlier today, is portability. The microphone itself, the one that came with the recorder, hold on, sorry about that, it's good, but it's not what I like. So I think it's a typical, if in a pinch, the microphone will work perfectly in a pinch, but if you ask me to use the microphone for my day-to-day recording, I will not use it. I'd rather bring a microphone with me. With that said, right now I'm using my shotgun mic. I prefer using my shotgun mic because it's smaller, it's lightweight, rather than my bigger bigger broadcast microphone. The goal for this one is to have a portable unit that I can, a portable setup that I can go anywhere. For example, if I go away on a trip, in a train, for example, then I need something that I can carry with me in two small cases. So right now I have two GoPro cases that I can check if it fits. I think it does fit for my, I guess I have a bigger GoPro case that I got with my Hero 8. If I can fit my shotgun and my stand within the case and my port capture fits in my other GoPro case, my smaller one, then perfect. This is exact setup that I'm looking for. It works exactly the way I need to work. It's going to work perfectly. But in a bind, I'll use my lavalier mic that I can attach to the recorder, and I use that to record my logs or any podcast I'm doing. So that works perfectly. And for phone calls, I can actually record a phone call through the podcasting app. It would be nice, again, to use the USB and turn on mix minus in the manual mode, but until I figure out how to turn that on, that would be perfect, because I've read somewhere that I can actually have mix minus in manual mode. I think one of the reviewers said it, so I'm trying to get that up and running, but so far it's not working. I can't find a way to turn it on. I'm about to call Tascam or message Tascam to see if that is feasible or not, but if it is, this recorder will never leave manual mode. It's going to be constantly in manual mode. It will never go to any other apps. And I also noticed that too, that if I turn off the recorder in any manual mode, it will stay in manual mode when you turn it on. So that's a good thing. But so those are little things that I found this morning. So kind of like, whatever. So what else happened? Oh, I was watching or listening to the game, the Jays game. And right now it's starting the season. They're 6-6. And some of their other, granted, they are playing in the American League East. So that means it's considered the toughest division in baseball. And tomorrow, Monday, is their home opener at 7 a.m. That means downtown's going to be busy, plus the eclipse, plus people trying to get home. The wife is going to be in traffic for a long time, so I have to make sure to remind her to get gas today, tomorrow, before she goes to work or before she goes home, because it's going to be a long drive for her, because I think there's also a hockey game in Toronto as well, too, or a basketball game. So if that's the case, the city's going to be packed, the highway's going to be packed, the commute from Niagara Falls will be packed. Everyone will be moving somewhere. So it's going to be great. And on top of that too, you have the eclipse. So people are freaking out because people won't see. I don't know when the society became a nanny society. It's just really weird. But it's just weird. But Well, today, for the rest of the day, we're just going to just relax and do laundry and put our feet up and just enjoy the weekend. So, yeah, it's a slow weekend. And one thing too, I have a case, I have a bag that I use for my coffee. When I go camping, when I go to the park, I always have a coffee kit with me to make coffee. Because I'm switching from milk and sugar or creamer to honey in my coffee, because it's actually tastes amazing. My sister-in-law's sister's common-law or partner introduced me to it last weekend. So now I'm just finishing off my creamer and I'm going to switch to honey. That means I don't have to carry extra stuff when I have my coffee. So I'm looking at getting a coffee in a box or a coffee setup, a portable coffee kit. I've been looking at this for a while now. People has different kits and all that stuff. People are using the old Stanley lunchbox. They're using a toolbox that the people are using now too. So I was looking at that, and surprisingly, I have about 90% of all the stuff that I need to make a kit. The reason why I'm looking at getting the Stanley lunchbox, because all the pre-made accessories to make like a table in within the kit itself is designed for Stanley. And I was looking around at I can actually get a Stanley lunchbox pretty easily, and it should be easy for me to get. So I think for the next couple of weeks, I'm definitely going to start putting a kit together, because if I decide to say, hey, let's do this log at the park or something, I can bring my coffee with me and do the record there. Or if I decide to do a one of my episodes from other podcasts in the park, because I can record through USB now through my phone, then I can do it from there. So there's a lot of things that I can try to go forward as well too. Also, I do want to mention as well that I was putting together my the new show I'm putting together, and there's a lot of possibilities that I'll be away from home for 12 to 24 hours doing those recordings. So I definitely need to have a coffee kit with me to go with me, because sometimes I just don't want to drink other people's coffee. I'm kind of coffee snob that way. Yeah. And my coffee is actually, the recipe is kind of strong. So it's for me to have or drink other people's coffee, I get very turned. I try not to drink it because it's too weak. You know what I mean? It's like, for me, my coffee recipe is designed to be a stronger, flavorful taste. So if I can't taste the coffee, that means it's not strong enough. And we're not talking about dark roast versus medium roast versus light roast, because if you go to a light roast, it's more caffeine. If you go to a dark roast, that means it's less caffeine. So people are normally go for medium roast to get that balance, right? So that's why I'm looking at getting I'm putting together a coffee box, a portable coffee box or portable coffee kit for myself, just to have good coffee. Yeah, I think that's what's gonna happen next few weeks. I'll see what I can get. It is 4:33 p.m. and I did some checking. I redid all my settings and all my presets and all that stuff for the recorder, and I did confirm that the recorder does not record 32-bit on the podcasting app. I did also check if I turn on USB on the manual mode, if I can get 32-bit. Apparently, I can't do that either. So what I'm stuck with is, if I want 32-bit, I record in manual mode. If I'm going to record a podcast with USB, then I don't get 32-bit, I get 24-bit. So going forward, I am going to be recording everything in manual mode. And yeah, it's kind of weird how they're doing this 32-bit recording thing. It's really baffling me and how they're doing it. I'm going to read the manual again to see if I'm missing anything, but so far, I'm not. I don't feel like I'm missing anything. I don't feel that I'm not... Yeah, I feel like I'm not missing anything here. I think I got everything correctly. It's just the way this is actually being done, it just does not make any sense. I did turn on in the podcasting app, I did turn on the compressor just to get a little bit of help and just getting for the final mix of the podcast. So if I am going to do an individual recording then do everything in post, then I'll do it in manual mode. If I have to do everything with the USB, then I'll do everything in the podcasting with the USB. But I am going to, again, double check if I can turn on the mix minus in the manual mode. I swear I read it somewhere, or someone said that I can turn it on. That's why I ending up getting one of these, because it gives me that opportunity. Also, I haven't tried yet if I can, I'll be using my two mic preamp and compressor on this recorder yet. I was planning to do that today, but it just got really busy, so I'll test that tomorrow and see if I can get something from that and keep testing and playing with it, because I really do, so far, I really do like this recorder. I really do. I am more and more contemplating getting the USB. The Bluetooth adapter for this one. Again, I still don't know why they have this separately. It still baffles me. But yeah, so I'm going to get that probably the next couple of weeks, because I'm still looking at carrying, like, okay, right now my kit is, I have a mic stand with a Shure shotgun mic. MKE 600. Sorry, it's a Shure MK. It's a Sennheiser MKE 600. Shure XLR and the recorder. And I do want to bring this as a kit, so it's easier to carry. Plus, the headphone I'm using right now is just over-ear cans, but I do have in-ear monitors that I can use as a reference point. So I have this kit. I just have to put them in a nice, neat package to carry this with me. I do have a lavalier that I can use just in case I can't bring this big microphone. Okay, that's all I have for today. Talk to you later.